My name is Lindsay Forty, 26 years old, and I stay in Hurlford, Craigieroad. My son was diagnosed with Krabbe's disease in September 2014. He progressed normally as a baby up until 5-6 months, and then his kind of motor skills and his milestones seemed to slow down. Visits to the doctor, and he's a slow baby, he'll come out of it, etc. Was put off really for quite some time. We eventually got the diagnosis in September. It's a rare genetic condition that affects the nervous system. The life expectancy is 2 years old. Obviously my son's 16 months just now. There was only, obviously once I'd found out about it, some of my family was doing some research, and there was a woman that stayed up near Loch Lomond. Her wee boy had passed away with this same condition about 7 years ago. I still relive the day, every single day, been told. I still can't take it in. All they can do is manage the pain that he's suffering through the nervous system and things. It's constant paracetamol, brufen, morphine, all different types of medicines for seizures as well. He's such a happy, content baby. He was great, always laughing, slept through the night fine. It was just the 5-6 months, his head started to kind of hang, and he didn't ever like being in his tummy. Just wee things now that I think back, I just think weren't right at the time. The woman Melanie that I was telling you about, her son passed away. She founded the charity Save Babies UK with another woman, Pat Roberts. So they're obviously a small charity, but they're trying to raise funds for screening for this sort of disease. So we done a fundraiser on Sunday there. It was my husband's aunt and uncle. They've got the Golden Arrow chip shop. All proceeds that were raised that day went to the Save Babies charity. They're trying to obviously raise awareness and get that as part of the testing for it. Because if detected at birth, there's a chance that they could take stems from the umbilical cord that could slow the progression of this. I'm not saying that it would cure it, but obviously you can put the supportive care in place as well. Obviously, but I thought Joey was a normal baby up until that time, and then all of a sudden it all came to a head, and that's what it was. I feel sick every single day, but every single day I'm grateful that I've still got him here. It's just that no knowing feeling, constantly wondering how it's going to happen. And he's prone to chest infections, obviously, because his posture, he can't move. He just constantly sleeps, so he's on antibiotics 24/7 just to try and keep the infection away. We try and not get ourselves too far in front. Just take each day as it comes.